I'm Julie Walker with an AP News Minute. 200,000 coronavirus cases a day. That's the number the director of the National Institutes of Health expects the country to cross in the next couple of weeks.
That's heartbreaking, considering we never thought we would be back in that space again. That was January, February. That shouldn't be August.
Dr. Francis Collins says there's no sign of letting up with the highly contagious Delta variant, and he's urging people to get vaccinated.
90 million people are still unvaccinated who are sitting ducks for this virus, and that's the mess we're in.
The U.S. is now averaging about 650 deaths a day, increasing more than 80% from 2 weeks ago, and going past the 600 mark yesterday for the first time in 3 months. Meanwhile, a third dose of the Pfizer and Moderna shots are being recommended by the FDA for people with weakened immune systems. Collins says that could be needed for others.
We may need boosters, maybe beginning first with healthcare providers, as well as people in nursing homes, and then gradually moving forward. We have not made that decision yet because right now the data we have from the U.S. says people who are vaccinated are fully protected.
He made the comments on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. New York City reported yesterday surpassing 1 million COVID cases, according to the Department of Health. This comes as the city starts requiring proof of vaccination tomorrow to dine out, see a concert, teach at a school, work at a hospital. Other big cities like New Orleans and San Francisco are doing the same, and Los Angeles is considering it. In Hawaii, two visitors from the U.S. mainland were arrested for allegedly using fake vaccine cards to travel there. Julie Walker, AP News.